Hi, I'm Marcy McClendon, and this is the Equipped Podcast.
Hey, ladies. This week we've been looking at some specific ways to get equipped, to prepare our souls, to figure out how to obey God and to trust Him more in these odd days that we're in. I love something I read this week that said that all great works are prepared in the desert, even the redemption of the world. We're in a desert, and so part of what's happening is we are preparing ourselves for something that God has. One of the things that I want to say, that I want you to ponder, is that Christianity, following Jesus, is not just assenting to a set of facts and even acknowledging that they're true. The Bible says that the demons believe that this is all true, and they tremble at the ramifications of that. Following Jesus, being a Christian, is both believing that this is true and orienting your life around this truth, learning to obey God, learning to become more and more like Christ. That is what following Jesus is. That is the mark of a Christian, believing and obeying. So one of my concerns is that as followers of Jesus, we are having less and less impact in our world because we've convinced ourselves that just believing that this is true and maybe coming to church here and again, even maybe lifting our hands in worship, that those things are sufficient. But really, we're having no impact on the world around us because when we walk out the door, we don't allow the gospel to have its way with us. I love the way Dallas Willard said it. I'm going to read it because I want to get it right. He says, "More than any other single thing, in any case, the practical irrelevance of actual obedience to Christ accounts for the weakened effect of Christianity in the world today." The practical irrelevance of actual obedience to Christ. Wow. Well, I want us to figure out how to obey Him. I want us to fast this Thursday and ready our souls for obedience. So this Thursday, what I want us to do is focus on two verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the 19th and 20th verses. And I want us to personalize those verses for ourselves. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, first, let me read to you what those words say in the Bible as translated in the English Standard Version. It says this. This is 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. It says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." So if I were going to personalize this for myself, I would say it something like this. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within me, whom I have from God. I am not my own, for I was bought with a price. So I will glorify God in my body. I am not my own. That's the phrase I want you and me to repeat over and over again as we fast. Every time your stomach growls, I am not my own. Every time you get a hankering to eat or a craving, I am not my own. I've been bought with a price. My body is a temple of God. I'm not my own. My prayer is that we would repent of this notion that I can believe the Bible and then live the way that I really want to, according to my preferences. I am not my own. That phrase is both harsh and merciful. It's harsh because, well, it puts a stab in the heart of my selfishness. But it's merciful because it's a doorway through which we can splash around in the freedom, the peace that comes from obedience to the Lord, the way God intended for us to live. and the life that Jesus came back to give us. I am not my own. Let's fast together this Thursday. I love you, ladies.